And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations. The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our program, Each New Day, was written by Joseph Mendel and is presented in observance of the forthcoming holiday of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year.
Michael Greenbaum.
Aye.
Jacob Feinberg.
Aye.
Sam Snyder.
I'm for it.
David Goldman.
Yes.
Good.
Then we're all agreed. You haven't asked me, Zachariah.
I don't have to ask you, Ben. We all know where you stand.
Yes, we do. You made your...
Do you? I vote no.
Don't play games with us, Ben. We've heard all that you said here today.
Then you didn't understand my words.
We heard you say the words of Isaiah, and they're clear enough. To open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon.
And them that sit in the darkness out of the prison house, yes.
But they're on the other side of that wall, helpless. Waiting for hope. Waiting to hear.
Let them hear. And you hear me, too. Don't let them go.
In the beginning, God created man in his own image and blessed him and said, Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Day followed night and the seasons upon each other far into the storehouse of time, and the earth was filled with a multitude of men. But the end turns toward the beginning, and each new day may require of every man a new beginning, as if he were alone in all creation. Johannesburg is a city built on the mines, deep below, that yield abundant gold. 1 million people live here, half of them on the outskirts, in settlements called locations. 500,000 people in houses of rusty corrugated iron, or shreds of wood, cardboard or reeds, without electricity or running water, or lights in the streets that run with filth and slime. The African sun pours color over fields and streets, green and gold, on the light skins and the dark, and color is important. The South African sky has the limitless transparency of the days of creation, but the earth has lost its innocence.
You there. You are calling me?
Do you address a police officer without a sir?
I am sorry, Unumzan.
Not in Zulu.
Yes, sir.
That's better. Your name?
Ntombela, sir.
I suppose you expect me to call you Mr. Ntombela.
I'm sorry, sir. Adam. Adam Ntombela.
Let me see your papers, Adam. First, your residential permit to be in Johannesburg. Oh, yes. Your lodging permit? In Jabavu location, yes. Your certificate from your employer? Satisfactory. Now your curfew pass? Your pass, Adam?
I did not think I would need one, sir.
It's after 9 o'clock in the evening. You need a pass.
I went to buy a work shirt. Here it is. But the store was crowded and...
In the future, you'll remember to start your shopping earlier. Come along.
But I was working until 7 o'clock, and today my employer...
You natives are all alike. You take a simple fact and twist it into a long story. The fact is, you have no pass, Adam. Well, have you?
No, sir.
Then come along, my boy. We'll pay a little visit to the police station. Joseph Mkiza, huh?
Yes, Inkosi.
Never mind that. I'm not your chief. Well, your papers seem to be in order, Joseph.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
But what in the world gave you the idea of sitting on this bench?
I walked a long way, sir, and when I came to the park and I saw the bench, and then I knew I was tired.
You were tired. Look at the sign on the bench, Joseph. Can you read?
No, sir.
Then I read it for you. For Europeans only. Do you understand?
I have heard of Europe, I think.
It has nothing to do with Europe. It has to do with... I begin to wonder if anyone can be as innocent as you appear to be.
Can a man be innocent if he has broken the law?
Come with me, Joseph. There are consequences for breaking the law.
Have we then begun to serve our sentence?
You do not serve a prison sentence sitting at ease on a stone floor.
Yet we have been in the cell for hours, and these others also.
You have not been arrested before, Mr. Mkiza?
I feel that we are friends. I will call you Adam, and you will call me by my given name.
If you wish it, Joseph.
I do. No, I have not been arrested before. I have been careful. And you?
I, too. But there are stories.
Happy stories, I hope.
They will take us before a magistrate for trial. We will be convicted, and then...
Even if we are not guilty?
We have been arrested, therefore we will be convicted and sentenced.
No, it is not wise to show them your bitterness, my friend.
With respect for your years, are you one to talk of wisdom? You who sat on a bench marked for them? Did you know what you were doing, Joseph?
I knew. But I was weary with walking many miles, Adam, and then I saw the bench in the park. I will tell you what was in my mind. They have all of Johannesburg, I thought. They have all of the Union of South Africa. It may even be that they have the whole of Africa. And then I thought, must they also have this bench? Why do you turn your head away, Adam?
So that they will not see my bitterness, nor you my tears.
All prisoners will stand. Get up. Get up. Now, hear me carefully.
We're going before the magistrate,
There's plenty of time for that. Whoever wants a trial will have one.
Excuse me, sir. Is not everyone tried before a magistrate?
There you go with questions again. Adam, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Well, never mind the questions. Just listen and learn how fortunate you all are. Maybe you don't know it, but you are. To be arrested at this time of the year, harvest time?
It would perhaps be more fortunate not to be arrested at all.
What? What's that?
Oh, it is nothing, Inkosi. Only an ignorant man's mumbling.
Yes? Oh, well, listen. If you plead guilty of the charge against you, the chief constable has the authority to impose sentence of 6 months.
6 months?
To be served as laborers on farms in the outlying districts.
But, sir...
I'll be back for you later. In the meantime, make up your minds. Get up! Get up! Everybody in this cell, get up! Prisoners will stand!
It is only my opinion, Adam, but I think it is better to choose the farm, because that is what they want us to do.
That is no reason for me.
You are permitting your anger to cloud your good sense.
I have no wish to please them.
Oh, but you should, and with reason. Consider that you choose the trial.
It is my right.
So it is said. Then... there you are before the magistrate, hoping that your sentence will be only 2 months, 3 months at most. But he is looking at you and thinking, ah, so this one rejects our generous offer.
Generous.
And so he thinks again, this one does not wish to help others. Then I will put away my kindly impulse, and I will sentence him to 1 year. The magistrate can do that, Adam?
I have heard stories.
And I also. It is true. That is the law. All that they do is the law, which they have made. How will you choose?
I do not want such a choice. I want to walk where I please, day or night. I want to work and earn my living without the weight of their fear pressing on me like the weight of a mountain.
You are too angry, Adam.
And you are not angry enough.
It is fruitless. Like being angry at the fire that starts in the veldt and burns the houses in the village, the cattle in the craw.
You are too old to be angry. Too old to want anything.
No. Adam, I want to live. Now I want to live. And when I no longer want that, I will lie down in the shade of some tree and I will die. Adam, will you stand before the magistrate?
No. Not because the sentence might be longer. Even if it were only 2 months, I could not live in prison. I think I would die, confined in a cage with bars.
I hope that they will send us to the same farm.
Besides, on a farm in the open, it may be possible to run away.
The road runs down from Johannesburg through the dry, rocky highlands into the lower, moist bush veldt, where the land is cultivated. The truck convoy moves slowly, burdened by its cargo of imprisoned fear and hate. Through towns whose names record the history of Dutch Boers and British embedded in the African matrix. Elandskap, Edendale, Hemu, and history filters the African sun, making all colors black or white. At each destination, a truck drops out to leave its passengers, prisoners, and their guard.
Mr. Zachariah Levy?
Yes, but I don't understand what...
Here they are, sir. First-class workers, by the looks of them. You have quarters ready for them.
Officer, there must be some...
Of course, the quarters are ready, Zachariah. The big storeroom, right here in your bunk.
Wait a minute, David.
I'm sure the officer would like to get his prisoner settled and then go up to the house maybe for a wash and some food, eh?
Right you are, sir, if you lead the way. Prisoners, quick march!
Right there, officer.
Oh. Sound timbers. Uh-huh. Good padlock. Oh, fine. All prisoners inside.
Now, just follow the path up to the house, officer. I'm sure Mr. Levy's good wife will find you something tasty to eat.
Well, thank you, sir. I don't mind saying I can use a wash and some food.
David, you know this is a mistake. We didn't ask for prison labor. What are you thinking of?
It's clear enough what he's thinking, Zachariah.
Let him tell us, Ben.
Well, David,
the oranges are ripe in the groves, aren't they? Citrus farmers like us need a lot of workers for a few weeks during the year. Do you have enough men, Zachariah? Do any of you?
No, I haven't had enough since I got here.
Well?
Well, what?
So it was a mistake. We didn't ask for them. But they're here. Oh, it's stupid not to take advantage of the mistake.
It's forced labor, David.
All right, I don't like it either. You saw the convoy of trucks. Every farmer in the valley is using convicts.
What if they are?
Even if we could get enough men, could we compete with farmers whose labor cost is less than a shilling per head per day, paid to the government?
From a purely business point of view, doesn't it make sense? Well, doesn't it?
I think he's right. All the same, I won't go into it unless you do, Zachariah. I think all of us feel that way.
I guess that puts it up to me, doesn't it?
No. Are you a scapegoat to take the whole burden of sin on yourself? It can't be done.
Oh, come now, Ben. You sound like the high holy day services in the synagogue.
Yes, David. Do you talk one way in the synagogue and another when it's a matter of business?
Now, be realistic. That labor will be used, if not by us, then by other farmers in the valley.
Hear yourself talk. Labor, convicts, field hands. You saw them, David. They're men.
Now, don't make me out a monster. I didn't make the world we live in. There are facts of life you have to accept.
Oh, that's very comforting. That way you can accept injustice, slavery, anything, and take part in it. And then pray that the world be forgiven for sins you did not originate.
David?
I know, Zachariah. We can't do it, can we? Zachariah, you'd better tell the guard it was a mistake.
I'll send someone down with food for them in there, and I'll tell the guard.
Wait, Zachariah, what will that accomplish?
What do you mean, Ben?
They'll only be sent to another farm.
I suppose so, but it's no longer our responsibility.
I can't rid myself so easily of responsibility.
You're becoming fanatic. You can't change the world or apartheid in South Africa or the government's policy toward natives.
That's not what I'm trying to do, David. I only want to do what's right in this little private corner of the world on this one day.
It was only because of an accident, a careless mistake, that we're involved at all.
No. We've always been involved. And now, through a careless mistake, we know it. Can we pretend that we don't?
I won't argue with you, Ben, but what can we do?
I don't know.
We can't change the laws. We can't set them free, or... Why can't we?
But the guard, Zachariah,
they could escape. Couldn't they, David?
You look mighty strange.
In a few days, something might happen. A hinge might wear away, for example.
Or a bolt might pull out of the wood.
That's the idea.
It's risky, Zachariah.
It is. Alex, go up to the house and keep the guard there one way or another while we talk it over. Before we go ahead with the plan, I'd like to have a vote. Michael Greenbaum.
Aye.
Jacob Feinberg.
Aye.
Sam Snyder.
I'm for it.
David Goldman.
I don't know what's come over me. I vote yes.
Well, then, we're all agreed.
You haven't asked me.
We all know where you stand, Ben.
I vote no, Zachariah.
Don't play games with us. We've heard all that you said here today.
Then you didn't understand. Maybe I didn't understand it myself until now.
You're doing a cruel thing. They're on the other side of the wall listening. You gave them hope. And now you're taking it away.
I'm not God to know everything all at once. I'm trying to think what's right and do it.
Look, Ben. Look at them. Waiting for hope. Waiting to hear.
Let them hear. And you hear me, too. Don't let them go.
Adam! Adam! Come back, Adam!
Watch the others. I'll go after him. Stop me. There's no use running away. Hold still. All right.
Get up. I would have killed you.
I believe it.
Yet, you have a gun. And you did not shoot.
We fought as one man fights with another. Now will you listen as one man listens to another?
I will listen.
Where were you running? Adam is your name. Did you think to find a Garden of Eden?
I wanted only to get away.
Your skin is dark and mine is pale. But you have no monopoly on injustice. Now listen. I speak from the experience of 2,000 years. You can't run away. Injustice runs faster. Why do you look at me like that?
I look in wonder that you are a white man and that you should speak to me in such a fashion.
Come, Adam. We'll go back to the others. You mustn't help them escape, don't you see?
All I see is that you've twisted and tortured this whole situation, talking one way, then another, and a third, until I no longer understand you at all.
I don't know an easy answer, David. I don't know an easy way to find an answer, but I have to look for it. Now, you can look with me or not, as you please. But I tell you, you must not let them go.
Now you think of the law.
Not the law in Johannesburg, but the law that makes a man still a slave if another man has the right to set him free.
Then let them decide for themselves.
Decide between being a prisoner, being fugitives hunted by the police? A man must have some choice, however limited, or else he's not free.
Until he is caught, sir, even a hunted animal is freer than one in a cage.
Yes, yes, Adam. Then you would choose to run away.
If I were free to choose.
All right, Adam. Then that's one alternative. I'll offer another. I need men to work in the groves for regular wages.
But how...
I know. You can't receive the money now. So I'll send it to your families or to you later on, as you wish.
We cannot leave this place in the daylight.
The door is open. Go when you like.
How shall we choose, Adam?
It is a thing that everyone must decide for himself, Joseph. I know what I will do. We're all inside, sir. Here is the padlock.
Yes, Adam.
I hope that the hinges are sound and that no bolts will pull out of the wood so that we may remain here as free men.
There is an old story that says there is no quality, no power of man that was created without a purpose, not even the denial of God. For if someone comes to you needing help, you shall not put him off with pious words, saying, "Have faith and take your troubles to God." You shall act as if there were only one person in all the world who could help this man. Only you, yourself. This is a story for Rosh Hashanah, the new year, when the end turns again toward the beginning, and each new day may require of every man a new beginning, as if he were alone in all creation.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Rabbi Andre Unger, Associate Rabbi of Temple B'nai Abraham in Newark, New Jersey, and formerly spiritual leader of Temple Israel at Port Elizabeth, Cape Province in South Africa. Rabbi Unger.
In a few days' time, Jews throughout the world will gather in their temples and synagogues to celebrate the solemn holy day of Rosh Hashanah, New Year's Day. According to our sacred tradition, It is the anniversary of the world's creation. It is the day of remembrance, the annual day of divine judgment over every living being. We shall change the usual focus and range of our thoughts. We shall be looking both outward and inward. We shall be looking outward beyond the commonplace confines and limitations of the gray everyday. Our human concern and compassion will reach out to all mankind, beyond our personal dear ones, our own country and nation and community. We shall think, and more still, we shall feel about the totality of the human race, all its members, all its problems and pains. We have heard a story from Africa, a faraway land and people unlike ourselves. Yet, their suffering is our suffering too. Always, every day of our lives, we share each other's burdens of trouble and guilt and responsibility. But while so often we forget this intertwining of human lives and destinies, during these high holy days, we remember, we care more than ever. The starving peasant in China, the humiliated, oppressed African laborer in Johannesburg, the desperate Arab refugee woman in a hut on the Gaza Strip, they are always our flesh and blood and soul. And in this season we reaffirm, humbly, proudly, lovingly reaffirm this oneness. And we shall be looking inward too, deeper into our own selves than the petty turmoil of other days would permit. We shall look for the fabric of decency, truth, and godliness, which, obscured perhaps but never absent, lies there at the foundation of the being of each one of us, tearing apart the veils of self-deception and greed and conceit. We shall make our peace with our innermost selves and through it with Almighty God. May Rosh Hashanah sharpen our awareness of our fellow man, wherever they are and whoever they are, and bring us the serene wisdom which enables one to find both himself and God.
Thank you, Rabbi Unger. Our eternal light drama today, Each New Day, was written by Joseph Mendel and was presented in observance of the forthcoming holiday of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. Cantor Robert H. Siegel sang the liturgical introduction. Featured in our cast were Ozzie Davis as Adam, Maurice Ellis as Joseph, Larry Haynes played Ben, Roger DeCoven was Zachariah, Bill Lipton was David, Mercer McLeod, the policeman, and Guy Repp as Snyder. The narrator was Norman Rose. Due to the holiday of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, the Eternal Light will not be heard next week. The program will resume its normal schedule of broadcasting 2 weeks from today. This is Vic Roby. Our program is directed by Daniel Sutter. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.